T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in on this Thursday, January 21st. Let's see, John Grayson's out today, and so I believe Jason Nivens is in studio.
You believe it? You know this. I'm here. I'm with you. We're doing this, me and you, you and me. I got called off the bench the last minute. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
All right, we will catch up. It's been a little bit since you and I have had the chance to talk, so we'll catch up here in a little bit. But I have to tell you that it was probably March of last year, March or April of last year, that when we were really like in the midst of stay at home orders and things were getting a little rough there for a while. And I started getting these mysterious postcards in the mail, or they were mysterious at the time, that were hand addressed and had just positive messages on them. And I thought, well, that's really nice. And I remember asking on Twitter, does anybody know where these things are coming from? And I apparently missed the story at some point along the way. Apparently other media had gotten to the bottom of it. I never really found out where they were coming from. But it was just a nice surprise, and these would come about once a month. And I kept them and collected them. In fact, there's a couple on my refrigerator right now. And so then the latest one that I got in the mail a few days ago put on the back, you got these because you were signed up by someone you know. And if you want to keep getting these, here's the website to sign up. And it shouldn't surprise me, but I found out that the source of these postcards is someone we've actually talked to on the show before. And Nicole Leth joins us, is a name that might be familiar to you because of myaffirmationproject.com. I'm going to let her explain it. But Nicole, thanks for spending some time with us. It's been a bit since we talked to you. I was pleasantly surprised to find out that you were the source of these postcards.
Yes, it was so amazing to hear from you guys, and it's just been such a fun journey to start doing postcards now.
So for those who don't know your story really quickly, there's a lot to it, I know, but tell us kind of how you came to do what started as billboards, and then we'll talk about these postcards.
Absolutely. So when I was 17, I lost my father to suicide after a long struggle with depression and addiction. And on that day, when I was 17, I made a promise to myself that I was going to spend the rest of my life trying to create opportunities for people to feel compassion and love and find healing. And long story short, I went to art school and I started creating kind of like affirmation artworks. And it eventually escalated into me renting a billboard in the summer of 2019 to share some of these affirmations that I had been writing. And everything just kind of took off from there.
And that's when we first started talking to you, was when the billboard showed up. Tell me about the idea for the postcards. Because again, the reason sort of we're talking to you now is because now it's been a year since these postcards went out. So where did that idea spin off from then?
The idea came as a really natural trajectory. I really, really enjoyed doing the billboards, and I was getting really amazing responses. And all of the responses had one thing in common, and they all said, this made an impact because it found me in my everyday routine in a way that I wasn't expecting. And I was thinking about that idea of creating something accessible that integrates into your everyday life and can offer compassion in that way. And I was like, how can I do this in a more intimate way? And I immediately thought of postcards, and I thought about that feeling when you're going through junk mail and you find a handwritten letter and it makes you feel loved. And I was like, I want to reach people in that space too.
Hey, Nicole, how are you?
How are you?
Good. I had a similar situation with my brother. I've mentioned it on this show quite a few times, coming up on 4 years in May that I lost him. Same thing, battle with depression and all that. And in the past, I would occasionally get, like, bills from my brother, you know, collection agencies and stuff like that. And it would that always, because you get it out of nowhere and you're just like, God, this is not what I needed today. But the other day I got something about, like, make sure you take your vitamins, and it was mailed to him. And there was something else. It was like two different things, that just junk mail, basically. But when I looked at it and I was like, you know, I'm going to say that's my brother reminded me to take my vitamins and stuff like that. So I think what you've got here is a unique thing in terms of, like you said, you get a very positive sort of affirmation that sort of helps out of nowhere remind you that, like, that person might be looking out for you or keeping an eye out for you. Does that make sense what I'm saying there? Or am I making sense to myself here?
No, it makes absolute sense, and I've definitely had that experience too, and it means a lot that you shared that, and I totally agree. I feel like it's such a meaningful way to communicate with people.
Yeah, for sure. So, and now how long ago, you mentioned that you were 17, you lost your father, but you started the billboards in 2019, so you've been working at this for quite some time.
Yes, it all started when I was 17. I started graffitiing affirmations on buildings. So it kind of has been ongoing for the last decade. I'm 27 now. But yes, the billboards and all of this officially started in the way that it exists now in 2019.
It's beautiful. So what's the plan then for 2021? Are we looking at bigger murals on graffiti on buildings? Because I got a couple spots we could maybe work out, you know?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm always open to a graffiti opportunity, but I have really big plans this year. I'm looking into those airplanes that pull banners across the sky.
Yeah.
I'm looking into like semi trucks that pull those, like, mobile billboards around. I'm just thinking of all, like, a lot of different creative ways that I can keep integrating these compassionate messages into our lives.
Nicole, I want to come back to talking about the postcards for a couple minutes, because I have a lot of questions about how big of an undertaking this was and has become, and how many people, I'm just going to maybe go rapid fire a little bit, about how many people have signed up, and you hand address these. So tell me about the workload and what this has involved, logistics.
So at the end of 2020, so last month, I was sending out 3,000 postcards every single month to people.
Wow.
And the hand addressing was quite an ordeal. It would take me about 30 hours to hand address 3,000 postcards, and then it would take me about maybe 4 more hours to stamp all of them. So it was a huge act of love and undertaking of just doing that task every month.
Did the number keep growing? Because I know after I received them, and I'm like, wow, this is cool. And then when I got the one a couple of weeks ago, I signed up other people. So I'm adding to your workload. Did it continue to grow over the year?
Oh, yes. The first batch that I sent out last December had like 253 people. And so every month it would grow like by the hundreds. And, culminating with the 3,000 people in January was the highest.
3,000.
Are you hearing from people about how it's affecting them? Because I tell you, I got 3 on my refrigerator right now. In fact, I sent Nivens that picture of the 3 that I've got. I have kept them all just kind of in between papers and in a desk drawer here and there. And I don't know where you're finding your messages. And again, I didn't know it was you. We have talked to you before, and I didn't know it was you until I got the most recent one. And it was like, wow, somebody, I'm a little bit familiar with. What have you heard from people about how it's affecting them?
I've heard a lot of amazing feedback and experiences from people, but the thing that everyone says is that these postcards find them at exactly the right time, and that the message every month, like, always really resonates with them in a way that they didn't know they needed to be resonated with. And to me, that has just been, like, the most meaningful thing, because I write these messages myself. Every month I think about what I would need to hear from a good friend, and I write that on a postcard and I send it to 3,000 people. So it means a lot that my words and my love matters to people.
One of the things that we've definitely lost in our telecommunications age is, you know, sending postcards or letters. You know, I think that anytime we get anything other than bills and spam, it's always very refreshing. And so to have something like this, I think really just, I can see why it resonates so much with so many people because, yeah, you're not, it's not like, oh, yeah, that the water bill's due today. It's like, oh, this someone's thinking about me and this is what I need right now. It's great work, really great work.
Thank you.
Nicole, what about the billboards? The last time we talked to you, we were asking a little bit about, because none of this is free. The 3,000 postcards a month, that's not free, and billboards are not free. And I know, by the way, if anybody wants to go online to check out the website for either one of these, it's myaffirmationproject.com. And you can see the postcards that have already been out. There's a place there where you can sign up and you can see the billboards as well. And the last time we talked to you, you had been hearing from companies that were going to start paying for you to do more of the billboards. Where does that stand?
That is still what is happening. And it is one of the biggest factors that enables me to do this work. I have been getting sponsored by big ad agencies or getting donations from charities or individuals that want to support this. And so that is a huge chunk of what allows me to pay for this. But also, every time I get a paycheck from anything, I just pour it into this because this is what I want to be spending my money on, you know?
Well, it always brings tears to my eyes to talk to you because you take what is no doubt, having also lost a parent, you've taken, you know, what is arguably one of the hardest experiences that somebody goes through, and you really have put your heart into creating a positive experience out of it. And again, people across the metro didn't know who signed them up. I have no idea who signed me up, and I kind of don't want to know. I'm kind of happy with not knowing that. But the fact that, yeah, these just came every month and now can continue to, even as maybe we go into the different phase of the pandemic here, it's just really, really cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Can you rattle off that website once again? Because somebody had texted in about that. A few people now have texted in about it, and I'm having a slow internet day up here.
Yes, it is myaffirmationproject.com, and everything you need to know is on that website.
Project.com.
It's really simple. You just go to sign up and you sign up your name and you put in your email address and that's all it takes. So it's really, really cool. Nicole Leth, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I hope you're having a good new year. I know that's weird to say, but I hope you're having a good new year. And it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.